Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Do you know no one's ever died in an XC90?
There's a video in that. We bought an XC90 and all died.
That's possible, actually.
Yeah.
We could try it.
We could.
I'm not sure there'd be many videos after that one.
This one would be a banger, though.
It'd have to be an accident.
Oh, yeah.
So it can't be on purpose. It's got to be an accident.
Okay.
So
what happens if we got accidentally really drunk? Hello, welcome back to the Auto Alex podcast, home of automotive financial mistakes, our life in cars, and your questions answered. And welcome to 2026.
Happy New Year, everyone.
How's everyone feeling? Stay away from me.
Terrible. I'm really ill.
Well, how are you feeling?
I'm happier on this side, but closer to that thing.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, today, Taylor, Rory and I will fill your ear and your eye holes with what we've been up to. We'll answer your keep or quit dilemma, tell you the latest car news, and play 20 questions where we have to guess the car that Rory is thinking about. Before we do that, though, what car is it?
It's a car.
Oh, it's a car.
Have you thought of a car?
I have, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, but before we get into the podcast, a massive hello to Reese Gray and his brother-in-law, Dan, who recently completed a road trip from Scotland to Silverstone and back, Stu Learmonth fixing up his Mazda 323 XR, Callum, who is already looking forward to seeing us at Shedfest 2026, Alan McFadden on AA Patrol in Scotland, Josh planning a road trip adventure to Austria, Andreas in Germany listening while crafting a BMW M3 GTR Need for Speed Hot Wheels car, and
Rory's mum, Jackie.
You all right, mum?
I don't know, is she?
Yeah, she's doing all right.
She have a good Christmas?
She did, yeah. We had a lot of family around. And it was good.
Oh.
I've got an update.
Oh, has she been on Tinder?
No.
Is it on her jazz?
No. Ooh. But the jazz is actually working fine.
It's not knocking.
No, so it's not knocking. I don't know what they're on about.
We've got Santa Claus in.
Have we?
Well, you just went...
Oh, Tom Lenthal joined.
Sorry, go on.
I got her a Christmas present.
Yeah.
I know what this is. Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. I got my mum a robot lawnmower.
Santa's back.
Don't laugh.
You got a robot lawn. Isn't your mum's garden like really steep in parts?
But that's why I got her the same one as mine, but they do now a mini one, mini Mimotion ones.
Yeah.
And you can get them, yeah. And now we don't need it because she did have a robot lawnmower and she loved it, but it was a wire one where you had to put like a perimeter wire around and the gardener kept strimming through it.
Ah.
So
why has your mum got a gardener if she's got a robot lawnmower?
Because you still have to have someone to do the hedges and stuff.
No, just get the robot lawnmower just to drive over everything.
I'm not putting my mum up a ladder doing hedges.
And gardeners are usually quite good looking.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Money Pit Matt, he's a gardener.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's what he does by trade.
I didn't know that.
Okay. Good looking?
Sure.
Anyway, shall we move it on? So she's got a robot lawnmower. She's very happy.
Yeah. And Bailey had his first Christmas as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's growing up really quickly.
He's getting quite big.
Yeah.
Mm. I'll admit, I thought he would have stopped about now.
No,
he's still got another few months.
Is he still a sad dog every time you come in through the door?
No, he's been a bit of an annoying dog recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
So he still hasn't chewed anything. Actually, yes. Okay, we can finally reveal. Bailey has not chewed a shoe or even any furniture or anything.
Wow. That's because he's just so sad.
But
he can't even bring himself to chew a shoe.
As I've heard, he has turned into a JCB because he likes to dig a hole.
Oh, he's digging, isn't he?
He does like to dig.
Oh.
And also, he does like to dig to then adventure further than he's allowed.
Has he got through to Australia?
He's managed to get into the field next door to us.
Ooh.
He's not scared to shake.
And then literally, Ellie's just looked out the window and she's gone, what? And then she goes out, and then he's on the other side of the fence, which we thought we'd secured, but there was a hole that we missed. And he's on the other side of the fence, and then Ellie's shouting at him, going, "Come here, come here!" And then he's getting confused because he can't work out how he remembered how he got through the fence. He's like running around this fence on the other side, and he's going, "I can't get through! I can't get through!"
Does he start digging another hole?
No, but yeah. Apart from that, he's still. You know what? It's been so nice to have a dog over Christmas. Nice. I will say
that's good.
But yeah, he has been a bit of an escape artist recently.
Fantastic.
But he always comes back.
He does come back, yeah. I mean, who'd feed him?
Exactly.
That is true.
Anyway, before we get into the meat and two of the podcast, we've kind of touched upon what we've been up to. We've had a dog update from you, Rory. Taylor, I'm going to throw it over to you. What has your Christmas and New Year been like?
It's been nice, actually, apart from being ill.
Mm. Did you miss us?
Yeah, I did a bit.
Really?
I didn't to start with. Yeah. I needed a bit of time off.
Yeah.
But afterwards, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
You got Stockholm syndrome?
No, I got ill.
Oh, okay.
No, it's been quite nice. It's been quite relaxed.
Yep.
I've been chilling at home a lot with my mum and my family.
Yep.
I did a little bit of help with the Christmas dinner.
Oh, yeah.
You cooked?
I didn't.
No. Well, he turned on a tap or an oven.
I assisted.
What did you put in the microwave?
And for the first time in my life, I've learned how to use an air fryer.
Really?
Yeah,
air fryer's the next level.
Air fryer is very good.
Yeah.
I've only had it sitting on the side for 2 years, brand new. And I unboxed it.
You can cook an entire chicken in an air fryer.
Yeah, you can do loads of stuff.
You can, yeah. It's good, yeah.
And you can do, what did I do in it? I did the parsnips in it.
Did you? Oh, very good.
I fried all the parsnips because we didn't have room for them in the pans.
Chips are very good. Salmon's very good.
Yep.
Yeah. Roast potatoes, very good. Mm. Yeah. Anything you can shake a stick at, you can put in there. Mm.
Yeah, it's very handy. And when you put spoons in them, they don't blow it up.
No, okay.
Like the microwave. Because I have done that before.
Okay.
Why are you putting spoons in an air fryer?
No, just in case you leave it like in, then it doesn't blow it up. Whereas in the microwave, if you leave your spoon in your bowl, then it blows it up.
Do you want to know the silliest thing I've ever put in a microwave?
Mm.
Trainers. Actually, no, they were my school shoes.
And how'd that work for you?
They melted.
Okay.
Yeah, they were not wearable ever again.
Why did you put them in the microwave?
Because he was trying to get them to stop squeaking.
No, they got wet.
Yeah.
And they were probably squeaking. And I was like, I need to dry them.
Mm.
And I need to heat them up. Perfect thing. Microwave.
Microwave.
Yeah.
Not the oven.
No, not the oven. Oven took too long. Gas ovens take too long.
Yeah.
So I was like, microwave. And it just didn't go well. So if you've got wet shoes, the microwave is not the answer.
Yeah.
Unless you put a metal spoon in a shoe. Maybe it cancels it out.
I don't think it does.
It doesn't. Don't try that.
No, I've done that before and it's gone wrong very badly.
Yeah.
But yeah, spent a lot of it at home.
Mm-hmm.
I did go out quite a lot. I have a bit of a tradition. It's a personal tradition.
Okay, yeah.
Is on Boxing Day or the day after Boxing Day, I get a little bit impulsive.
You?
And I
impulsive?
I like to go out and buy something.
Okay,
but you're
on
a buying ban, so that can't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a one out, one in... rule with
so
me.
So what was out?
Well, I sold my Touareg.
You did sell
our overlanding one, my personal one.
Because there are two. It is very confusing for people,
And they're the same colour, just to help it as
well.
Yeah,
and they're both 5-litre V10s.
Yeah. So I sold that on, and I sold my 330i, my Libby.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
So I had a little bit of space.
Okay.
And I was like, right, the weather is upon us.
It's snowing today.
It is snowing today. We came in this morning. It was completely white out.
Yeah.
And Rory was very scared and startled because he was in his Jag.
Yeah.
And speaking of Scotland, actually, a lot of people are on the little bit that you mentioned there from Scotland.
Mm.
A lot of the roads up there are shut at the moment. And the weather's really, really bad. And I thought, well, if that wafts its way down, I need an SUV.
Okay.
Well, so, it has been wafting its way down.
It has, yeah. So I wanted to buy your Range Rover.
Well, my purple, Big Barney.
Yeah, but you're attached to that car.
I do like Big Barney's actually in the unit behind the cameras.
Yeah, and you really like him. Obviously, Rory's now got Blue Peter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I don't want, but I do now like, because we've been working on him a lot, and he looks fabulous. I'm looking at him now. He looks absolutely amazing.
Robin's done a good number on
him. It's amazing how much you can just polish up those new lights, and they just...
Yeah, they come up like
new. Yeah. It's those headlights, they look brand new. They could be from a brand new Discovery 4,
it's
almost.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
It's amazing, that. Yeah.
It's almost like a couple of criminals took two headlights from a car that we recently purchased to be our crew car,
yeah,
and a grill, and put them on Blue Pete. It's almost worse like that.
Yeah.
But they surely wouldn't do that because they're not absolute shitheads.
No, and you would have noticed as well if that had happened.
Yeah. I probably would have.
Do you know what? I reckon you could steal one of Alex's cars and it would take him probably 12 months to notice.
My plan was to steal these lights and even make it even more obvious by replacing the blue grill in the other Disco 4 and see how long it took him. But I couldn't help myself. But I don't think you would have noticed.
No, I actually wouldn't. No. It's just, I just don't think you would do such a thing to a friend. But like, I consider us friends. I would never steal anything from you.
I haven't stolen, I've borrowed.
You borrowed, okay.
Because there is a replacement set on the way.
Like for like, yes. Jaguar or Land Rover actual lights, not Chinesium lights.
No.
Because you're buying a lot of Chinesium lights at the moment.
You can't actually buy... Otherwise, I would have, but okay. you can't buy fake ones of those. Okay. You can only get real DRL proper lights.
Well, I'm going to steal your wheels.
Okay. I mean, there's a straight swap to be done.
No, I'm just going to steal them.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
you'll come back and it'll be on its brake disc.
No, I'm all right. No.
But yeah, anyway,
yep.
Going back to it, you've got your Range Rover. Rory's got his Land Rover. Yep. I really fancied another Range Rover, specifically a supercharged one.
Yeah, like mine, like Big Barney.
Big Barney, but I've always had a bit of a hankering for a sport.
That's because you're a tart.
I am a bit of a tart. Yeah. I've never had a sport. I've had quite a few L322s over the years, different engine variations, and I love them. Mm. And I did fancy one, and I was looking at yours, but they are a bit spenny, some of them. So I was like, I'm going to get a sport.
All right.
So I was looking at pre-facelift 4.2 supercharged sports, which you can get really cheap.
So same engine as Big Barney.
Same engine, yeah. Same gearbox, but it's based on a sport, which is Blue Pete underneath. So it's like a hybrid of the two.
Okay, yeah.
And you can get them really cheap. Mm-hmm. I found one for sale on Facebook for $3,000.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I've got to say, I do love your asthmatic breath at the moment. Really bad, like you trying to talk for a long.
I'm trying not to breathe in too much, but. Yeah, so I was like, I'm going to go and buy one of those. So I messaged a guy about it. And then I thought, I would like a facelift sport because they look a lot nicer, the interior is nicer. So I found a 3.6 TDV8. And then I was like, I do like that. And it was only a little bit more expensive. But the dream was a facelift 5-litre supercharged.
Okay. That sounds like big money.
They are. They're close to 10K. They're about 8, 9, 10 grand for a half decent one.
Yeah.
And then I went to the CAF with my mate Emery, and Rory rang me, and I was telling him about my new obsession with Range Rover Sports. He was like, didn't one of Tom's mates offer us one the other day?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he did actually. Yeah. So I messaged him and I said, have you still got it? Well, by the end of that afternoon, I was in Sandwich in Kent buying my new Range Rover Sport.
Bloody hell. Okay, may I ask how much you gave for that?
So I paid 5,500 quid.
Wow. Is it a Cat N? Is it written off? Is it?
No, it's a completely clear, non-categorised vehicle. It's Fantastic. Never been in an accident. Okay. It's fairly low owners.
How do you know that?
Because I car verticaled it.
There you go. Just checking.
Speaking of which, before I was going to go and buy the Sport, I also fancied a KN.
Yeah.
Now,
because I thought you'd end up with a KN again.
I've always wanted a KN Turbo.
Yeah.
I've had lots of SUVs and I love buying them and driving about in them for a bit and enjoying them and seeing what they're like. And I've had a KN before. Yeah. I've had two actually. Never a Turbo. Yeah. Always wanted one.
Yeah.
But for me, I'd like a Turbo S because they're a little bit special and they've got 550 horsepower.
That'll do, won't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So I was looking at buying one. I found one on Auto Trader.
Yeah.
A KN Turbo S.
Ooh.
Which was up for $3,500.
For an S?
Which one of those is like half the value.
Holy shit.
Now, it was a Cat N.
Okay.
Which is okay because the mileage was quite low.
Yeah.
It was only had like 89,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And it was listed on Auto Trader as a KN Turbo S, right? Okay. So I ran a car vertical check on it.
Yeah.
And it came up.
Because you've sent it to me, haven't you? I've actually got it here as well.
Yeah. I've sent it to you. Yeah. And it came up with all of the auction photos when that car was put up in an auction.
Yeah.
Now, it's actually quite hard to tell with one of those, whether it's a Turbo S or a Turbo. Yeah. You have to know. If you know, you know. And if it weren't for car vertical, I wouldn't know that that car isn't actually a Turbo S because in the auction photos on car vertical, it's not got an S badge on it.
Really?
Yeah.
So Matey has bought it from an auction, chucked an S badge on it, and then said, I'm going to sell it.
Yeah.
And then you got excited.
Yeah, I got excited because the car was 3.5 hours away and I was going to go and have a look at it.
Yeah.
And if I'd have not car verticaled it, I wouldn't have bought it. So I would have wasted the whole day driving up there.
So I'm looking at the report now. It says Porsche Cayenne Turbo, 65 out of 100, which is actually quite good.
Yeah.
Amber warning for mileage and damage. Three records for this vehicle found. So we can see the auction pictures here.
Yeah.
And if we scroll through, let's have a look at the rear end of the car. We have a look there. And yes, it just says Cayenne Turbo.
I know.
And we can see here, because of car vertical, obviously, it checks everything. Category N. And then in 2015 as well, it had a bit of damage as well. So it's clear then that running a car vertical report has saved Taylor a lot of time and money. So to make sure that you guys also don't waste any time or money, please, 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 I know I say it in all the videos, run a car vertical report to ensure it's not been crashed, stolen, or clocked. All you need to do, which is what you did, is either punch in the car, van, or bike's registration, or you can use the car vertical app and scan the VIN. It's literally as easy as that. You can use the link below and use the promo code AlexCast, AlexCast, to get 20% off your next car vertical report. Don't get stung. Don't get tailored.
Which I nearly did.
Which you nearly did. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I would have, you know, I would have looked past the Cat N report
of
on
course,
that
yeah.
because of the price of it. Because it is cheap for what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what it was supposed to be. And yeah, car vertical taught me that. Yeah. So,
and what is the difference between a Turbo and a Turbo S? Is it just power or is it... What?
So there's power. The Turbo S has got 550 horsepower. And the Turbo is just under 500. So it's like 490 something.
Yeah.
Also, they had a carbon fibre engine cover, the Turbo S. But in the pictures, there's no picture of the engine bay.
Right, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And it says Turbo S in the dials. Also in the pictures, you can't quite see the dials.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
And I messaged a guy, and after I did the car vertical check, I said to him, this isn't a Turbo S. And he was like, no, it is. And I was like, you're trying to have me over here. So,
yeah.
And, you know, I knew this stuff, but I would have driven 3.5 hours, noticed it wasn't, and then been like, I don't really want it. Yeah. So
anyway, you've now ended up with a Range Rover Sport.
I have. 5 litre supercharged.
Oh, how much power's that got?
510 from standard.
Okay. So you can get that to 550 quite easily, can't
no.
you?
So no. So I'm going to take it to Tom Lempfel quite soon. He's going to put a pulley on it, an intake on it.
Same with Big Barney, yeah?
And a map. And it will be 600 brake horsepower.
Oh, wow.
Reliably. So that car has the same engine as his Project 8, and it will come out with the same power as his Project 8.
Oh, my God.
If not even more, actually, because he hasn't actually tuned. Like, the Project 8 is just factory.
Yeah.
So I think it could be close to even more.
Yeah.
I smell a little race coming on. You know how we joke about Tom hacking at the wheel at Landau? Imagine him in the Project 8. Versus like you or me in the Range Rover.
It does weigh 2.7 tons.
I know,
the Range
but this is Tommy's like King Hacksalot.
What does he do?
King Hacksalot.
What, he skis as well?
He's a great skier.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
very accomplished.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm over the moon with it.
I know, yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very tarty white though, isn't it?
It is a bit chavvy. So at the moment, it looks a bit chavvy because it's white and the roof is black and someone's painted it black and it's not supposed to be like that. So I have actually booked it into my body shop, Ty.
Okay.
And he's going to paint the roof white.
Question, if that car could be any other colour, would you select a different colour if you could just click your fingers?
Yeah, I don't hate the white, but yeah, I would pick it as a different colour.
What's the colour for you for a car like that?
Orange. I'd have it dark, so I'd have it either dark purple, which would probably be slightly more chavvy, dark green or dark blue.
Okay, all right, interesting.
What about the Range Rover orange?
No, that's only suited on the pre-facelift.
Okay.
On the first gen, first ever models. So this is another thing I found out, it's really nerdy.
Oh, we're getting really boring now.
Sorry if I'm boring you. The first generation Range Rover Sport, 4.2 litre supercharged, are really rare in that original orange now.
Okay.
And that's a really desirable colour for those because it was the launch colour when they made the Range Stormer. Do you remember the concept car?
Yeah.
And I think the L322s are always going to be top value. They're going to go up very well.
Thank you very much, yeah.
And I think Range Rover Sports, in nice condition, supercharged ones, in that orange or the silver, first gens, are going to be worth good money in years to come.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Little prediction.
Right.
But yeah, every year, I love having an SUV, especially when the weather's like this.
Yeah.
And I'm well happy with my Jeff.
Good.
My Jeff, my Range Rover.
Hello, Jeff.
Yeah. So he's a bit chavvy, a bit tarty,
Well, so are you. Yeah. It's perfect. Perfect match, isn't
exactly. it? Exactly. Because that's the thing as well. As much as I love L322s, I never feel like I properly suit them. Because, you know, I'm a bit young. I wear hoodies. I don't wear barber jackets.
So
and
do
stuff.
I.
Like, I know, that's why it doesn't suit you, really.
Speaking of which, if we're looking extra fat,
oh yeah,
it's because we're wearing our new hoodies.
Speak for yourself.
We're wearing them over the top of our other ones because it's so cold in here.
I woke up and I looked at my phone and it said -5.
Yeah.
This is in London as well.
Yeah.
Which is, so by you in Middle Earth, it must be -100.
No, it was -4 or -5, but we get then like the wind chill and the frost on top of it. It's really bad.
And the demigorgons and stuff.
And then suddenly like the hobbits pop out.
What, you get out of bed?
Well, not just some guy just...
But yeah,
I the only one who got my own joke?
I got it. It just wasn't funny.
It's been a long year.
It's been
a very long year.
It's only just started.
I know, it's already
we're only
so
five
long.
Days in.
I know, yeah.
But yeah, we've got our new Vietnam hoodies on.
Yeah, because you loved Vietnam.
It was, do you know what? This hoodie really reminds me of
you
how good
it
the
so
trip
much
was.
That you watched the video, right?
I have watched the video.
Have you actually?
Yeah, I have watched the
he
video.
He has actually watched the video. That video is doing really well. Because Rory, you and I were a little bit skeptical. Motorbikes, Vietnam, you know, we don't know if it's going to do well, and it's doing really well. So thank you for the support. And also, can you give us a little 12?
Yeah, I'll give you a 12. Hang on.
So we have got four designs. You would have seen the t-shirt designs that I promoed in the videos. Thank you, Taylor. Go on, girl. Cool. You shake that money maker. we're obviously wearing the hoodies because it's very, very cold. The second episode of Vietnam comes out this Thursday, so tomorrow. And in there will be a special discount code that will get you guys 50% off the merch. 50% off. There'll be a promo code in there. So we're giving you guys a heads up for that.
But
so,
there's only 20 people that can get that code.
Yeah, otherwise we'll go out of business.
So make sure you watch it.
Yeah, get straight on it. Yeah. It'll be Thursday, 6 o'clock-ish.
I know what the code is, but I'm not telling you lot because you've got to watch it.
Indeed. Anything else you got? You got your Jeff?
My Jeff.
Time.
Ill.
Yeah.
Very ill.
How's the weight loss going?
Over Christmas, not so well. Because I did have a couple of roast dinners.
You got to put it on pause for a little bit.
And I'll be honest, I did get gifted a couple of packets of Lindt.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Lindor. Yeah, and I demolished all of them the same day that I had them. But do you know what? I'm back on it.
Good.
And it'll be fine.
Fair play. Excellent.
I'm actually thinking about getting a personal trainer at the gym.
I thought you had a personal trainer.
No, I go with my mate, but I'm thinking like, I want to like maybe go a bit more at it.
All right. Okay.
And I've been thinking about going to the gym in the mornings.
Oh. Okay.
Taylor, you can barely get up in the mornings.
Yeah,
let alone
this
go
is
to
what
the
I'm
gym.
Thinking. If I get up at like 5 or 6.
That's not going to happen. I give it a day.
Do you know what? You don't try, you don't know. Okay. I might try it.
Okay, all right.
Because the evenings does wear me out going in the evening. Okay. But we'll see. We'll see.
Right. Okay. Cool. Rory, you? Good Christmas and New Year?
Yeah, no, it's been pretty good. Lots of family. We had Ellie's family around our house on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It's 24.
Wow.
That's a lot.
24 people.
Is that 23 children?
There was a lot of children.
Ellie's 23 children.
Yes. There were that and 3 dogs. And it was loud.
Was it hectic?
It was very hectic.
Did you cook?
I did not cook. No. Gotcha. Ellie cooked. Although I did try and provide the cutlery and the plates.
Yes. But yeah. How did that go down?
That did not go down well.
Yeah. Rory's got a special way when it comes to usage of things and buying stuff that might just get thrown away.
So, all right. We have 24 people round, which is a lot. We don't even have 24 plates in the first place. No, I don't think anyone has 24 plates in their house lying around.
Did you buy disposable cutlery?
I bought disposable. I bought bamboo plates. So look, they're not just paper ones. They're like, they are, we've got them at the office.
Yeah.
They are actually quite nice, aren't they? Like you can eat.
Nice wooden plates.
Yeah. Apart from sometimes you get splinters in your lunch.
Yeah, but, yeah. And
no,
sometimes
you don't.
When you're walking around, the plate just disintegrates and breaks in half.
Not the bamboo plates, man.
And the woodworm. Don't forget the woodworm.
Yeah, they do get
the
woodworm.
You turn around, all your food's gone.
All right.
They make good firewood after, though.
They do, yeah.
Ellie wasn't really having any of it.
No, I'm not surprised.
No, she didn't want to serve our food on bamboo plates.
What did you do?
Well, we ended up borrowing plates from all of the family and then using them. Yeah, and now I have a huge stack of bamboo plates at home. And out of principle now, I'll get home and I'll cook my dinner. Or I'll do whatever, I'll reheat or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'll use a bamboo plate for sound principle.
To be fair, at least you ain't got to wash it up.
It's recyclable. It's, you know, it's fine. It's great.
Okay. Mm. But you do still have to chop down trees to get these bamboo plates.
Yeah, but they're bamboo, so it's ecological goodness.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, bamboo's infestation, isn't it?
Okay.
Is it?
What
yeah,
about
bamboos? It's
what
not,
about.
Actually, yeah, it's not trees, you dick.
Bamboo tree?
No.
It's a bamboo tree?
No, it's a plant.
Bamboo plant, whatever.
Yeah, and it's also a.
What about the pandas?
It's like a virus as well.
What about
well.
The you're no, killing pandas.
Bamboo is also a virus.
Killing, you're a virus. You're killing pandas, man.
Yeah, no, I'm saving the planet by cutting down the bamboo.
Right, okay.
Do you know they make scaffolding out of bamboo?
In Asia, yeah.
Yeah, in Asia. You're taking away people's scaffolding, man. You're making building work dangerous.
Like there's different grades of bamboo. You don't understand.
All right, shut up. This is... and New Year, good time.
I didn't even make it to New Year. I fell asleep.
I was in bed as well watching YouTube. Funny
enough.
You?
Oh, really?
I went out with my mates, and then we had to go back home because we had Bailey and everything like that. So we went back home, and then I made it to so pathetic. I made it to 15 minutes. To midnight.
You did it. You what, you couldn't even last 15
minutes. And then
minutes.
I was so tired. I at least just went, I'm going to bed.
Oh,
and
no.
I fell asleep.
Where was Ellie?
Huh? We were upstairs. We were just in bed watching. Okay. We tried to stay up watching the fireworks.
Was she
stuff.
Also asleep at the same time?
No.
So she stayed awake by herself while you were snoring away?
Yeah.
Oh, poor Ellie.
I was tired.
Ellie, it's not too late.
It's been a busy few weeks.
Ellie, pack a bag, take all the bamboo plates and leave.
No, I keep the bamboo
plates. Okay, you keep the bamboo plates.
She takes
okay.
the real ones.
Nice. Okay, good. So that's you?
Yeah, yeah, no, but I think we're off to a good start of the year.
Yeah.
We've got Blue Pete in front of us looking amazing. And yeah.
Nice.
I'm excited about this year. Good. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. As for me, yeah, you guys know, it's been a bit of a troubling Christmas and New Year. Mum's been very, very ill. She's been in hospital. She's still in hospital now. So yeah, she's on the way up. But yes, it's been a difficult time. So these guys have actually left me alone over Christmas period, which is very nice of you. I do appreciate that. But yeah, like Rory said, we're very much looking forward to the year ahead. We'll tell you guys what's going to happen at the end of this podcast. We've got big, big, exciting plans. But for now, we're going to move it on to an email that we had to.
Podcast at autoalexcars.com.
Shit.
That was slow. It is cold, but that was slow.
Yeah. Should we restart the entire podcast?
We should,
That was too much of a gap, wasn't it? You're right, Rory.
No.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Too cold.
We've had an email from Ryan Trussler, and he says, "Hi guys, firstly, I'd like to apologise to the wider community for another BMW predicament. Ryan, you're safe here. It's okay. I currently own one of your guys' favourites, a BMW E46 330i manual touring.
Oh,
the only issue is I don't have the emotional attachment I was hoping I would have with it.
That's all right, sell it to me.
I would like to sell this car to... Wow. Despite having COVID at the time, I couldn't refuse the £1,400 price tag and promptly collected it.
I'll give you your money back.
Fast forward about a year and having only driven it only a handful of times, I've decided it was time for adding reinforcement plates to the boot floor, including under sealing, powder coated subframes, new brake lines, every bush and suspension component replaced.
Has Taylor sent this in?
During this time, I also converted the car to an M Sport by buying every possible part off of a car being broken in the same colour. Result. Now my dilemma. After all of this, I still haven't fallen in love with the thing, and when I bought it, I thought it would be my forever car. Well, at least until I could justify an E46 M3 anyway, but I just haven't gelled with it. And to make things worse, I've now got a massive hankering for a V8 of the E53 X5 variety. Although I wouldn't know whether to go for the 4.4, 4.6 or the 4.8 IS. Any advice on that one? I don't do many miles, so the extra fuel consumption doesn't concern me too much. So there it is, guys. Do I keep or do I quit?
Okay.
Keep doing what you're doing, chaps. If at all possible, do it even more. Listening to you guys talk cars always brightens up my commutes. Many thanks, Ryan Kiss. Go on, Rory.
So I'd like to start this off, and I want to see if Taylor agrees with me here.
Mm.
I think you have two options here. Sell it and you'd probably make quite a good profit because the car's gone up in value a lot.
That's probably worth, what, $5,000 or $6,000?
Yeah. As long as it's not rusty. If you can get a clean 330i manual touring now, yeah, they're like $6,000.
They are worth quite a lot, yeah.
But I do agree, on their own...
Standard,
they're just a bit...
Like an MX-5.
Yeah, it's not even...
Well, it's like an MX-5 in that you have to modify them to make them actually...
Exactly.
Yeah. But then the one step that people never do is do, because there's not a lot of options, is engine work.
Mm.
And I will say my car, because I have an E46 330i Touring, and mine was really boring up until... I stuck a supercharger on it.
Yeah. It's quite expensive, though.
It is expensive, so that's what I'm saying. You either sell it, or you commit to the fact that you're going to have to spend probably, realistically, including all the tuning, $3,000 on putting a supercharger kit on, if you can find one used as well.
Yeah, I was going to say $3,000 would be very cheap.
Yeah, no, that's if you can find one used. Yeah. But the difference...
That's like, massive, yeah.
Like, my car is quicker than Alex's now, and...
What, my 320D?
No, your
M3. I know, M320D.
Yeah.
Because it's slow.
But it is something that you can then turn that car into something that is, like, you know, if you said you want an M3, like, I don't know, I wouldn't bother. I would just stick a supercharger on.
So make a budget M3, which is effectively what yours is.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, it's a bit special, I think, because it's a supercharger as well. It makes slightly different noises. Like, the exhaust tone from mine is amazing. Yeah. And I don't know, I would... push towards the supercharger. But yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
It is quite expensive though.
It is, but if you're looking at getting an M3, he's going to have to put a load more money into it anyway.
I think that's his dream car. I think he's probably a little way off that. And it sounds like he's got a hankering for a V8 suddenly.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Tay?
I think it sounds like he's already made his mind up in that, yeah, you should probably sell it. If you're thinking about selling it, then, and you're not that emotionally attached to it.
Of course you would say that. You'd be like, oh, wow. Well, just message me.
I've bought my Range Rover, Rory. I'm on a ban.
Message me.
What do you need it for?
Well, so I can upsell it to you.
Well, he needs a car that's going to be quicker than his M3.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Standard one.
And we all know the standard ones are the fastest. But yeah, it sounds like if you've not got that much of an attachment to it, then move it on and
don't
get something else.
Don't try and force it. Yeah, if you haven't gelled with it, don't force it. Otherwise, you would know.
Go on a road trip in it as well if you haven't done that already.
That's also true. Yeah, that is also true.
X5s, I'll be honest, they're all pretty terrible. They're all very unreliable.
Whoa.
He's
changed his tune.
I used to love them.
Yeah.
And venturing off into other SUVs has made me realise that the E53 isn't actually that good, but mainly because they fall to bits.
Yeah.
The build quality is rubbish, let's be honest. The door handles fall off.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
case in point, the one that we have sitting in the paddock.
Yeah.
That's going to get fixed up, though.
That
I'm
is
excited.
Never getting...
That, I promise you, that I, is.
I, do you know, genuinely, because was it me and you? I think me and you had to stand around and we actually roughly calculated how much you would have to put into that to get it.
Yeah. Big.
Do you know how much?
Well, luckily we've got Febby's.
No, this is how much you'd have to spend.
Okay, go on.
So, it needs a full respray.
Okay, no. We're not talking about respray. Or I want it mechanically good.
So you want it...
Mechanically good. Let's start with the mechanicals.
Oh, but Alex, you could paint it techno violet.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
You could put an IS kit on it.
Yeah,
it,
and hybrid turbo.
It needs a full respray. It is looking so sorry for itself.
Okay, so mechanically. Let's just talk mechanically for now.
Okay, mechanically.
Yeah.
You are looking at least, we looked at it, it's probably going to be 4 days of work on that car.
Okay, how many days has your Blue Pete had? Many, many more than 4 days.
I think that
it hasn't.
X5 needs more than 4 days. It's knackered. It needs a rabbit hutch in it. But anyway, we've drifted off slightly.
Yeah.
The build quality is terrible. The door cards fall off, the door handles fall off, the window regulators fall out, the pixels go in the dash, you name it, they break.
They're not that comfy as well compared to other ones.
No, Range Rovers are a lot better. But if you want an E53, the best one to go for is a 4.6 IS. Yeah.
Because?
The engines are better and they're rarer.
But I think we can all
Alpina
agree.
Alpina engine, isn't it?
Yeah, it is an Alpina engine.
If you're looking for something better than that, KN.
Yeah. All day long.
Yeah,
I would much rather have a KNS, even a non-turbo, over an E53. They're better, they're more reliable, they drive better.
And also, the money you get for that E46, you can get a really good KNS.
Yeah, But yeah, I would probably sell it if you're not that attached to it.
And get rid of it. You'll make money on it.
Yeah.
Forget the E53. Sorry. That even hurts me saying it because I've got one in the paddock that we're going to restore fully.
That car is...
You'd
be better off just buying another car and spraying it that colour.
No, sentimental value.
I love it. Honestly, it needs an IS kit and it needs to go Technoviolet.
All right, we'll do that.
That needs to happen because that, towing Barney...
But that's why I've got Big Barney, my Range Rover that's also purple.
And yeah, that's what he's done. That's what I mean. You are never going to find a point where you wouldn't drive that and you'd drive your X5.
Yeah, I know, but it's just something to do, isn't it? Anyway, let's now move it on to news. Rory, we've got news.
Yes. But you've done the news this time, so I don't know what it is.
Would you just like to read it out?
There's a new Nürburgring lap record.
Way! Okay.
Where's that from? A new lap record.
You just said it.
Isn't that game? There's something where it's...
How can there be a new Nürburgring lap record? Isn't it shut for the season?
Right, hold on. All right, okay. So the Ligier JS50 has set a new record on the ring. Taylor, would you like to tell me what that record is?
Is it Chinesium?
No, it's French.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So new lap record.
Is it electric?
No.
Is petrol?
No.
It's got to be electric.
Is it hydrogen?
No.
Is it diesel?
Yes.
Really?
New lap record. What do you reckon the time is?
Is it road legal?
Yes.
It's a road legal diesel car.
It's got to be some sort of like diesel Le Mans car then, isn't it? Or something like something stupid.
Yeah, keep thinking along those lines.
Is it?
And then go the other way. Go on.
What?
Is it a low 6 minutes?
Wait, no, he just said go the other way.
Go the other way. It's not a low 6 minutes.
Wait, is it a new lap record for like a diesel SUV or something?
No.
Is it a new lap record for being slow?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the slowest car to ever lap.
Really?
The Nürburgring. I say car, it's actually a quadricycle, so it's in the same realm as a Twizy or as an Ami.
Oh, so but how do they justify this? Because couldn't you just do the slowest lap by any car and just going slowly?
I think they were like foot flat to the floor the whole time. So anyway.
Wait, I thought you had this record already.
What, in my M3? You lot of bitches. I thought we were being nice to each other in 2026, man. I've had a stressful few weeks. Anyway.
Sorry.
The diesel-powered JS50 quadricycle, homologated in the same category as the Citroën Ami, has a limited top speed of 28 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
And it took 28 minutes,
oh my God,
25.8 seconds to complete a lap. It was even driven from Paris to the Nürburgring, 310 miles on one tank of diesel, averaging 94 miles per gallon.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is actually... If you're a child in France, 14-year-old child, you can actually drive that as well. The previous slowest lap time, any guesses? So this has done it in 28 minutes.
25 minutes?
An Ami.
An Ami. No, I don't think they've been on with the Ami.
Oh, have they not?
I don't think it would make a lap. I actually don't think... Oh, it's not got the range.
Oh, yeah.
It's not got... Especially flat out.
Yeah. Previous lap record, what do you think? Slowest lap?
It's got to be something like a ninky nonk. Yeah. You know, like
so
the...
what are you thinking, like mid-25s?
Yeah, or 20 seconds.
Okay, I can tell you, the previous lap record, the slowest lap, was actually set in 1960.
Really?
Yes, and it was...
By you?
I take it these must be officially where... Like...
It's not funny, you didn't laugh.
No, because I'm thinking like a coach...
I don't know. I don't think they do lap records. It's not timed. You don't time a coach.
So this has to be when they've closed the track and they're actually doing testing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a coach would probably be faster.
Okay, fair.
It doesn't have a top speed of 28, does it?
No,
true.
The previous lap record was held by a Trabant P50 in 1960, and that time was 16 minutes and 1 second.
That's ridiculous. Isn't the Trabant the one that's made out of cotton? That's that... It's that Trabant's made out of cotton, isn't it?
No,
and they're like beige.
Yeah, I don't think they're cotton.
I think they are, aren't they?
All right, we'll have to look into that.
Waterproof.
We're not going to look into that. Second bit of news. Rory!
BYD is now officially bigger than Tesla with global EV sales.
Yes.
I saw this. Didn't they sell like... It's not even a little bit.
It's a lot now.
Yeah.
So Tesla's 2025 Q4 results, they delivered 1.6 million new electric cars last year.
Which is a lot.
Yeah. Compared with 1.7 million in 2024. So they're down year on year. BYD annual sales have increased by 28% in 2025 to 2.25 million globally.
It's nuts.
So BYD are like literally dominating at the moment.
Yeah, but I mean, it's easy to see why. They deliver a product that's cheaper, better.
Yeah, more tech.
More tech.
Yeah. Not run by a maniac.
And realistically, reliability with electric cars is it's going or it's not.
Yeah.
There's not really too much more to it than that.
And I don't know about you guys, but I have seen so many Chinese EVs. JQ's.
Oh, JQ's are. Yeah, but some of the finance deals you can get on JQ's, I was looking at it. It doesn't make sense. Like, the resale, either they're predicting that they're going to have a high resale value, which they don't know yet because the cars are so new that they don't have any history.
Yeah.
But they're like they're offering like £200 a month. You can get a JQ for like 2 years, do 10,000 miles. I can't remember the exact details, but it worked out where I was looking at it going like, how does that work?
Well, you're looking at it thinking, maybe that Jaguar needs to go.
Genuinely,
maybe I should chop the Aston.
I was looking at it going like, surely that doesn't make sense. That would be that you could then use it and then sort of by the time that you've worked out the electric cost and all that stuff, you'd actually be saving money by switching into one.
And they're quite smart looking cars. They look very Land Rover-y these days.
You know who else I was saying do some really good looking cars? I was saying to Taylor, isn't it?
Kia, yeah.
Some of the new Kias look great. Yeah.
The big, is it EV9 or something?
Yeah, I think that's the one that was parked outside.
Good looking cars. Yeah.
What's happened to us?
We're just saying they're good looking. We're still saying a shit. Don't buy them. Yeah, go out and buy a shit old BMW.
Do you know what's always wondered me? This is a really weird thing to think of, but I don't know if you've ever thought of it. With electric cars, obviously they're all connected to the internet. Do you reckon that somewhere there's like a computer or something that could deactivate them and turn them off?
You can already do that.
So you can get like fleet management software. I don't think it naturally integrates into
But I mean like all of them, like in a whole country.
I genuinely think Tesla could do that. Yeah,
yeah,
100%. So they can remove things like if they know that you've tampered with stuff, they can remove your ability to use their superchargers.
Really?
Yeah. So there's some people who modify Teslas, and then if they find out what your VIN is, blah, 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 they will then remove you off the supercharger network.
So I wonder if, like, say, for example, you got one on finance and you missed a payment and you didn't pay for it. Do you reckon they just turn it off?
They just switch off when you're on the M4.
Well, not on the M4, but yeah, they just switch it off. No, you're not using it.
Yeah. Potentially.
I think there's tracker companies that could do that. Yeah. So if a tracker company can do it, I can't see why the manufacturer of the actual car can do it.
Especially the Chinese. They're quite smart when it comes to all that, aren't they?
But it just made me think, like, imagine if we, like, went to war and the country that we went to war with made these cars and they just switched them all off.
Yeah. Well, I think, isn't it the army, like British army, they don't actually
allow any Chinese cars on site.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just in case they've got like spy stuff.
Or microphones.
Yeah, microphones.
I didn't know that. But yeah, I've always thought that. I wonder if one day someone could just turn them all off.
Yeah. Well, we should try.
Or do the opposite and make them just go maximum speed forwards.
Just crash everywhere.
Yeah, all of them crash.
Just one big crash at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, what will be, will be.
Mm.
Okay, nice. Well, there's some food for thought.
Brilliant.
Right, let's move it on to the game.
The game. We're going back to an original game.
Yes.
20 questions.
20. How many questions do we have?
Two.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So we're going 20. So I have thought of a car.
Okay.
And you two have 20 questions, which I can answer yes or no to.
All right.
To guess the car.
Okay. Question number one. Is it Japanese?
No.
Is it British?
Yes.
Well, there's a surprise, isn't there, Rory?
Have we owned one of these vehicles?
No.
Are you writing down how many questions we've done?
That was three.
Three, it's British. We've not owned one. I don't think there's any British car we've not owned. It's impossible.
Is it an MG?
No.
Is it still in production today?
No.
Is it a Morgan?
No. They're still in production today as well.
They are, yeah.
Not all of them.
So, well, yeah.
The Aero 8 isn't.
No, true.
Is it a pre-1990s car?
Now, how would you answer this if it's pre and post? Well, it's pre and post. There you go.
Okay.
Well, if it came out...
Oh, where have you gone?
Sorry, I'm just blowing my nose. If it came out pre-1990s...
It came out pre-1990s.
Okay, but did production end pre-1990? Or did it continue into the
90s?
Well,
no, this is another question. So,
Is it pre-1990? Jesus Christ, man!
Sorry.
He's already told us the answer. So it was maybe built in 1990s as well and made in 1990s.
Is it a rover?
No. So we're up to... That's seven now.
Okay. Is it a sports car?
Yes. Eight.
Is it a Triumph?
No. Nine.
Is it an MG?
No, 10.
It's not a Morgan.
I quite like British cars because there's actually quite a lot of brands.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what else we got then? We got Caterhams.
Is it a Jaguar?
No.
Okay.
Is it a low volume company?
Give me a low volume number.
I don't know numbers. Low volume for me is something like Caterham versus high volume Land Rover.
I'd need a number. I'd need a number.
Were there fewer than 20,000 of these vehicles made?
Yes.
Oh, it's a really, really limited production car.
That's quite
sports
rare.
Sports car. And it's not a Caterham. Did we ask as a... Did we ask if it's Caterham?
No.
Did I ask if it's... shit.
Is it a Caterham?
No, 12.
Okay. Well, there's the answer to that.
Is it similar in ethos to a Caterham?
No, 13.
Okay, so it's not an open little sports car. It's not going to be super lightweight then.
Yeah.
Lotus.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Is it a Lotus?
Yes.
Yeah!
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is it an Elan?
No, 15.
Elise is too obvious, isn't it?
Well, I don't know.
Evora? Oh, okay, is it a Lotus Europa?
No, 16.
Is it a Lotus Elise?
No, 17.
Oh no!
Come on, what do you know? It was made. I gave it to you. It was made pre 90. It was in the 90s.
In the
90s, and it's also being made in the 2000s still.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Is it an Evora?
No.
Shit. No. I already
no.
Knew that
no.
So.
No.
Yeah,
that
no. Was, fine,
that's
fine.
It. No. 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 What's that? 18.
18. Fine. Okay. What's another Lotus? Elan, Elise, Evora, Europa. Lotus.
Is it a Lotus Carlton?
No, 19.
Oh, it's not made in the 2000s, man.
Yeah, but there was in the 90s.
Yeah, but he already just said it was also made in the 2000s.
Oh, was it not?
Okay, we need to have a little conflab here. What's the name of another
you
Lotus?
Got one more.
There's one more Lotus.
The Esprit.
That's not 2000s.
Yeah, they did. They did the Esprit Turbo in the 2000s.
In the 2000s?
I think so. They did them quite late.
That's the wedge shape one, yeah?
Did they do them in the 2000s?
No, I'm going to say no. That's really 80s, isn't it? Esprit, what else is there? Sorry, everyone at home screaming at us at the moment.
Esprit's the thingy
the
one.
The poppy uppy headlights.
Yeah, the James Bond
yeah,
underwater
yeah,
one.
It's not that. Lotus. Exige?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no!
It's because we didn't conflab. If this is in a what's her name? I swear.
If it's a what?
It's a Esprit.
It. It is a Lotus Esprit.
No! Oh, I'm so sorry.
So
They made them all the way from 1976 all the way to 2004.
They did them for a long
time. An Esprit?
Yeah.
Are you mental?
Yeah.
What?
I can't believe that. I got that right.
No wonder Lotus is in the shit.
That
they
was
made
the one that they
that
were they were making still in 2000.
Oh, shit.
That's not the one James May had in
they
Argentina.
They were making a car with pop-ups in the early 2000s.
Yep.
Taylor, I do apologise.
You've completely let us down.
I've completely ruined 2026 for you there, haven't I?
You have, yeah.
And Esprit?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You should have been more, you know, grr. I'm going to get you.
So the after 28 years of production, the Esprit was one of the last cars ever to have pop-up headlights.
Okay. Well done, Rory. I hate you.
You know why? It's because it was already a car that was in production.
Yeah.
So although it would have been against safety laws to have pop-up headlights, because it was already in production, it didn't have to change. It's a bit like
that with the Defender as well. Yeah, the Defender, they had to, they could keep doing it all the way to 2016, even though it didn't pass any UK.
Crazy.
Do you know you could buy like a 2013 Defender and it doesn't have airbags?
That's mad.
Because it was in production before they came in as a regulation.
That's crazy. What about seatbelts? They should never have put seatbelts in them.
No.
Because they were made when seatbelts weren't a thing. They should have just kept that.
Okay.
I'm disappointed in you, Land Rover. Anyway, let's move it on to an email we've had from a man called George, and he's asking for some advice. And the subject line is very interesting. Rollover collision and replacement car, George.
Okay.
Hi, guys. On the 22nd of December, I was involved in a rollover collision in my Volvo 850, which will now result in it being written off, presumably as a Cat B. We can see the picture
oh
there.
Oh my God, that is
bad. Yeah, definitely a Cat
That's
B.
That's like properly on its roof.
That's a shame.
Thankfully, I was the only occupant and got away pretty unscathed with just a sprained hand, proving again that they don't make them like they used to. Now for my dilemma. Obviously, my insurance payout and impact and premium may decide this for me, but I am thinking of getting a cheap runabout that I'm not going to get too attached to get me to work, etc., while I rebuild my no claims and my confidence. However, a few friends have suggested that I look at getting something I actually want again if I can afford it. The issue is, I believe that if I do this, deep down, I will only miss my 850 more and won't grow to enjoy the car as much as I would otherwise if I waited a bit. What do you guys suggest and what would you do in my shoes? Many thanks, Jorge.
If I, looking at the picture of that car, George, go out and get yourself another Volvo.
It's been a lucky car for you.
Yeah. I'd get a V70. Mm. Do you know what? I was looking at V70Rs the other day. My God, are they expensive.
Really?
Do you remember
Volvos
we had
are
one?
So expensive now.
They're worth a fortune. The manual ones, 10 grand plus.
Yeah. What?
Yep.
Well, the one I bought was Cat N, I think it was.
Yeah.
Or was it Cat S, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of those, yeah. And it was 5 grand. We saw where the damage was, wasn't it? It was in the door or so.
Yeah, the
it?
Rear quarter a bit as well.
Yeah.
They're worth a fortune.
10 grand.
850Rs, manuals, don't even go near them.
Oh, yeah.
15 grand plus,
You know that man that always comes to all the shows with his red one?
Yeah.
That is stunning.
It's gorgeous.
What a beautiful car that is.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would honestly, George, go and get another Volvo. They're really good cars.
Yeah.
Do you know, no one's ever died in an XC90.
I do know that, yeah. Although there's a video in that.
What?
We bought an XC90 and all died.
That's possible, actually.
Yeah.
We could try it.
We could.
I'm not sure there'd be many videos after that one.
Yeah, but
this one would be a banger, though.
In theory, though, it would
be enough to live on.
Very good.
It'd have to be an accident.
Oh, yeah.
So it can't be on purpose. It's got to be an accident.
Okay.
So
what happens if we got accidentally really drunk?
That is possible.
Yeah. Shall we move on? George, okay, so Taylor, you're saying get another Volvo.
Yeah, get a V70 or so, maybe upgrade a little bit. I like an 850. Yeah. I think they're really cool.
Yeah.
I used to have one in that colour, an estate, a diesel manual.
Did you?
5-cylinder diesel, really cool.
They can't be much though, can they? A couple of grand or so?
Yeah, they're not too expensive. It's just finding a nice one now, because a lot of them are rotting away.
But say that George doesn't want another 850, because he hasn't said, I want another 850.
Get a V70.
Okay. What about getting away from Volvos and just getting a little runabout? Should he get a runabout? So his question is, should I get a little runabout to tide me over to build my confidence up, which is from what I'm reading from the email, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Versus his friend saying, nah, just go out and buy a really cool car.
I don't think if he gets a little runabout, it depends on what his version of little runabout is. But if he gets like some sort of little Mazda 2 or some Honda Jazz, I don't think he'll feel as safe as he did in his Volvo.
Also, it'll probably be more expensive than another cheap Volvo. Because like a V70 or an 8, some 850s are worth a lot, but you can still get them quite cheap. Mm. Whereas a little runaround, they're quite a lot of money, some of them.
Yeah.
So what are we saying? Are we saying take the soul of your stricken 850 and put it into a new Volvo?
Yeah, I'd get another Volvo. Yeah. If you like Volvos, then get, yeah, just
and
get...
And if they keep you safe, which they clearly do, then do that, yeah.
Can't beat a Volvo for safety, really.
Can't, you really can't. So hopefully, George, that helps. Maybe just get a similar car and then love it and just don't crash it.
Or something like a Saab as well. They're quite similar.
A Wasabi. Yeah, they're cool. Yeah, they're very cool as well. There's lots of like hot estate versions that you can get as well, 2-litre turbos.
Yeah, 9.5, whatever it is. Indeed. Is it 9.5?
Yeah, I think you can get those. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that now pretty much rounds up the podcast. New for 2026.
Yes.
What we got coming up, Rory, is a lot going on.
Oh, there is a lot.
Poor brains.
We're going to do a few workshop stuff on main channel just until we go away. So we're delaying going away in the 4x4 trip just for a little while. Obviously, you need to look after your mum, which is the correct thing to do.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then we'll be doing the going away in Scotland in the 4x4s.
Or if the weather in Scotland's not bad enough, maybe we go to Norway.
Just Taylor keeps wanting us to go to Norway in the 4x4.
Just pop over, hop over
there. I'd like to drive on a frozen lake.
Okay. You can do that in Scotland. Why not? I've always wanted to drive up a ski slope.
That sounds quite fun.
And you know, when I was still working at Car Throttle, I had a Ferrari F12 or FF or something, one of those. And the plan was I was going to drive up a ski slope, but it was a complete whiteout and we couldn't get up. They closed the ski slope.
See, now, would you, given the opportunity to do either, would you rather drive up a ski slope or down? I'd rather drive down.
I'd rather drive up.
Because if you're driving up and then you lose traction, you'll slide back down, but backwards.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're driving down, you can control it a bit more and you see what you're going down into.
I don't think if you're driving down, I think you're going to get so much speed up so quickly, so much momentum, you're not going to have any control.
And then you'll flip.
I think drive down is better.
No.
Okay, well, there's a video in that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do it in XC90s and then if one of us dies, it was an accident.
It was an accident, exactly.
I would also rather drive up. Yeah.
I'll drive down.
Okay, anyway. Maybe we could do that because are we going to go anywhere near Glenshee? Because that's where we were going to do it.
We are going near the Cairngorms at the moment. All so, right. Yeah.
So, yeah, the Overlander series is happening. It is delayed a little bit for personal reasons. But, yeah, we've got Vietnam episode 2 and 3 coming out,
which is this Thursday, next Thursday. I'm so excited for.
Oh, God, the breakdowns.
Yeah.
So many breakdowns. And a crash.
Yeah.
Gareth crashed. and, yeah, just lots of very interesting people.
And then after that, we're going to be doing our luxury car series.
Oh, yes.
Where we need to buy 3 ultimate luxury cars.
Yeah. And they're probably going to be British because the British do it best.
No. Other makes make good luxury cars as well. But we're thinking like classic luxury though, aren't we?
Yeah,
as well?
Like 70s style, maybe into the 80s.
And then our plan is to drive them to Africa.
Yeah, we're going to Africa, baby.
Yeah, so that will go straight after the 4x4s. We'll be moving into that.
Yep.
And then we've also got a sort of a 3-part series where we're going to go to Las Vegas. Because while we were over there, you may have remembered a video where we bought a G-Wagon.
On the V2 channel, yeah.
And we haven't actually done anything with it, but we do still own it.
We do, yeah.
And
it's
we need to go out.
It's still a Sin City BMW.
Yeah, so us three, we need to go out and we need to repair the G-Wagon and get it going, and then we want to drive it all the way from West Coast to the East Coast, and then ship it back.
Yeah.
So that's going to be
amazing. My new daily.
And then also the other thing we did talk about in the Vietnam episode, if people seem to like it, which at the moment I would say people seem to like it.
Yeah, I mean, we said if the video gets more than 100 views, then we deem it a success and we need to go back to Vietnam, right? Yeah.
And
it's done quite a lot of views.
It's done quite a lot. So we would then carry on because we drove to the middle of Vietnam.
Yeah.
And we'd want to then go from middle to north and finish the whole trip, basically.
And you know what? It also means that we get a little bit of a holiday from Taylor.
Thank God for that.
And then there's the one big thing that we're still in discussion about, but Japan is definitely on the cards.
I really want to do Japan.
Yeah. Japan is happening. We need to go over there, buy some cars on an auction, import them back, do a road trip while we're over there. Yeah. It is going to happen. It's going to happen.
Okay. We'll see about that.
No, it's happening.
Okay. We also have other plans that we're working on in the background. They're very, very big plans and very exciting plans, but we can't tell you about them yet.
No.
What plans are those?
It involves stuff and eating.
And eating.
I like eating.
And people.
And people. Eating and people.
Buying stuff.
Eating people.
Hey, man, it works for some people.
Eating people and...
Anyway, before the podcast gets too sexy, let's call it there.
Okay.
We've been chatting for just about an hour. Welcome to 2026. Thank you for sticking with us and thanks for all the support. I had loads of messages actually at the tail end of last year saying, you know, you get those like podcast reports.
Yes, yeah.
So there was one man that messaged me and he is in the top 0.05% of listeners. And he said that in one day, he listened to 10 podcasts.
Wow.
Yeah, that's like 600 minutes of podcasts.
Okay.
So, yeah. Thank you all for, listening in with your ear holes and your eye holes. We've got plenty more coming. We are going to try and do more podcasts.
Yes.
We are.
Well, and also next week, hopefully, we shouldn't be looking like this.
What, fat?
Well, no, because, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we'll have heating.
We're getting heating installed. A man as well.
From Jake from Hitachi reached out and we're getting heating installed in our units.
Yeah. That is exciting.
It is very exciting. I also need to
make such a big difference.
Shoes that are a bit warmer.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll be even older next week as well.
It's your birthday.
Oh, God, it is. Yeah. Wow. God, what is that, 51?
61. 61. I'm a year younger than Tom Lenthal.
Yeah, 61. Wow.
Yeah.
God, you don't look a day over 70.
I haven't had an erection for 17 years.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, with that, thank you very much for listening and watching. We will see you and hear you and chat to you next week or next time. Well, you're right, Rory.
Yeah.
On the Auto Honest Podcast. We love you guys. Whatever you do, do it to the best of your abilities. We'll see you very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.